grace, peace, forgiveness, and love be yours in Jesus Christ. Amen. No one ever sat on the donkey that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. Now, wait a minute, Pastor. What does that have to do with Thanksgiving and Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Take a Breath Sunday or Cyber Monday or Giving Tuesday? What does that have to do with ho, ho, ho and a bottle of rum? What does it have to do with health, wealth, and success? What does it have to do with keeping the kids safe, defending freedom, and defeating ISIS? What does it have to do with loneliness, frustration, and exhaustion? What does it have to do with ending conflict in the family, righting wrongs, building a better tomorrow? Jesus was preparing for the ride of his life, not choosing a high horse or two raging bulls, but a lowly animal, a beast of burden, upon which no one has ever sat. He was preparing to die, you know. This ride in Jerusalem would be his last. What animal would you pick if you were preparing to go to your execution? Which animal best fits your personality? I'd obviously be a giraffe. Some of you ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. You say you were high class, that was just a lie. Other of you would be like Marlon Brando, you dirty rat. Millions of different animals you might choose for your execution. The Lord chose a beast of burden, a colt, upon which no one has ever sat. The picture of him riding into Jerusalem is iconic on that donkey. It showed his intentions of peace. It showed his royalty, as other kings had ridden on colts as they greeted the people in the streets too. It showed his humility, as donkeys were not a pompous animal. It showed his fulfillment of Scripture. In Zechariah 9:9 it says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." But most of all today, we remember and highlight the fact no one had ever ridden upon this beast before. What does that have to do with Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday? Nothing really. Take a break from all of that. What does it have to do with Christmas? Aha! Now there's the rub. The Christmas season has not started yet, even though the sales have begun and the radio has spilt some holly jolly into your ears. It's Advent officially, the time of preparation, as Jesus prepared for his entrance into the holy city. The world needs to prepare for what's coming. Both must prepare to die. Jesus in the text, we in the world. Sin has cut us off from a perfect relationship with God. We suffer its effects daily. The wages of sin is death. Therefore, loneliness. Therefore, frustration. Therefore, exhaustion. We cannot fix it with ho, ho, ho and a bottle of rum. But there is one who has ridden on a beast of burden for our burdens to reconcile us back to God. No one else has sat on this animal. Not you, not Elvis, not Frosty, not Muhammad, not Francis, nor Roberts, nor Comet, nor Cupid, nor Donner, nor Blixen. But do recall, O Advent people of God, who is the most wonderful Savior of all, who sat upon a colt upon which no one had ever sat. I did a little research yesterday about something we see this time of year. Joseph and the Virgin Mary and Jesus, even though he's not yet seen, as they prepared to give birth. Perhaps you've noticed in the movies or in nativity scenes the presence of a donkey on which Mary sat in the latter days of her pregnancy and as they traveled from Galilee down to Bethlehem. However, you won't find it in Scripture. There's nothing, no verse in the 66 books of the Bible that says Mary rode while Joseph walked behind. It may yet be true, because there's a text outside of the Bible dated about 145 AD called the Proto-Evangelium of James that says, "The day of the Lord shall itself bring it to pass as the Lord will, and he saddled the ass and set her upon it, and his son led it, and Joseph followed." Whether or not it's true, we can see that early Christians had the image in their mind that things come in twos. Jesus rode on an animal prior to the two major events of his life, his birth and his death, his entrance and his exit, both times surrounded by praise of the heavens and the earth. No one had ever sat on the colt. Jesus used as he rode into Jerusalem to die. Not Joseph or Mary or shepherds or angels. He alone rode into Jerusalem to die. He alone rode in to rise. By his dying alone, he is giving birth to something new. And in that birth that we have in baptism, we get his rebirth from the resurrection of the dead. That's why Scripture calls him the firstborn of the dead. Advent helps prepare for this kind of king's coming, and no other. Today, we join the text in proclaiming in our hearts, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Amen." And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.